Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. I am so excited to be here. I couldn't log on to Blog Talk Radio for some reason last week, and so I did my show, and it's available on Spreaker. But everything worked great today. So welcome, and let's get right into the topic of centering. I find this fascinating, especially because the Wednesday is, for me and for many people, the center of our work week. And this morning, as I was doing my own centering meditation, I realized that this is such it's a tool that I rely on regularly, and I don't know how often I have actually taught it. So I wanted to make sure that I share this with you because it is such a valuable way to slow down, and especially for me, I don't know, there's something about March and spring, and my calendar is overflowing. And knowing how to slow down. This powerful new moon and the solar eclipse yesterday was very big for me. This whole month of March has been very much about springing forward into the next chapter for me. Lots of new opportunities, new chapters of the type of programming and trainings I'm going to be offering. And I'm excited about it all. And my mind, one of my strengths, if you've done the Strengths Finder, you'll understand these themes. Two of mine, of my top five, have to do with strategic and futuristic. And I'm always way out there extrapolating where this could take me and what my plans are and what it would look like and where would I go to offer this and, you know, already looking at collaborating and who can I partner with to deliver this material. And I'm really excited, which means I am not in my body. So I am offering this today because I'm offering it to myself as a reminder that part of the month of March's message for me is about balance. As our days are evening into the number of hours of daylight and darkness being relatively the same, it's a great time for us to look at how much are we doing and how much are we being. And for many women, even just slowing down to take a breath, to schedule in a 5-minute or 20-minute or longer time to check in with ourselves seems impossible. Many of us, and I remember having little ones, getting up earlier and earlier to make sure that I could take advantage of that quiet time before the household began stirring and I felt like my life wasn't my own anymore. And I wanted to stay up later than everybody because that was my quiet time to do and be me, to check back in with me. And very often, I could barely make it to the bed, brush my teeth, you know, and just get it fall into bed. So let's go into what this means. First of all, I want to just ground into this moment and get present. And just by breathing and feeling your legs, allowing your breath to be deep and slow, and filling your lower belly with the air, allowing it to expand big and round. And then as you release the air, pulling your belly button in, feeling that lower abdomen, almost doing a tilt and a tuck with your lower body. And as we breathe in, it's like a little mini cat cow. If you do yoga, you know, the cat dog, the stretching of your spine, arching it and forward and back. Except you can do this in your chair at any time. It allows us to remember that we have a lower half of our body, which very often we totally ignore or neglect because we're so, so busy in our heads and our heart chakras. So just a little bit of that lower body movement around allows us to ground and deepen into our body and slowing our breath. If you want to stand and do this, it's easy to do as well. And I find moving meditations for me are sometimes easier. When I have a lot of energy that needs to be expended, it's hard for me to sit still. But standing still and kind of swaying or tilting my hips forward and back allows me to just ground in. So after we're somewhat grounded, feeling our legs and feet, allowing the energy of Mother Earth to replenish our own, the centering exercise is very powerful. And what I find is no matter what I'm getting ready to do, I'm bringing with me to that task or that conversation or the eating of a meal or whatever I'm getting ready to do, I'm bringing all kinds of stuff with me. Unfinished problems, the things on my to-do list, the constant awareness of where our loved ones are in their day and what needs to be done. Oh, I forgot I have to get my car in to get registered this month. You know, all of these things that need to be done, things that are being done, unsolved problems, issues that we know we need to take care of that are just sitting out there unfinished. And each one of those is like an app on our phone running and drawing away our energy. Think about that. It's very rare that we can be still in this moment without all of those unfinished things out there, conversations, issues, you know, a loved one who's sick, where we're going on vacation next week. All of those things are running our energy system. So by centering, what we want to do is pull each of those cords that are attached to all of those, if you want to think about it as apps on your phone or open computer screens that are all around in your control tower, just kindly and gently shut them down. On my Android system, I have a button that I have found that I can go to and click between all the applications that are running. Sometimes I just go there and I X them all out and close them. And I don't need to have 35 things running at any given time. It is nice to scan through if I'm in between a phone call and want to look back at a text message or something. That's a very convenient function of the phone, which is why we tend to do this, because we multitask so well. Yet, that is what is draining us. And we wonder why we're tired. We wonder why we need a Starbucks in the afternoon or some chocolate. So what I'm asking you to do, if you can imagine whatever way it works for you, I actually have a star rug. It's a round, beautiful rug in the entryway of my home. And I sit or stand in the center of this rug, and I literally turn in a 360 and call back my energy from all of those unfinished running programs. From all the places where I want to wonder, I'm just so curious how my girls are doing on their spring break vacations down in Florida. They're both down there in different cities. You know, how my friends are doing with with their loved ones who are battling illness and cancer. You know, how my stepdad's managing my mother with her Alzheimer's. All of that stuff. And my sister's enjoying her new home. And I call all of that back. And I welcome it all back into me. And what I have found is by taking this centering practice and pulling back all of my energy into me and allowing it to shift and sizzle and find its own way into my system, it's a little jarring to have all that extra energy coming back to us. It can be disconcerting. So just call upon your divine resource, whatever that might be, and ask that that wash over you and cleanse and calm and just take care of it. You don't need to do it all. And this is the key that I found this morning when I was doing my centering, is when I actually pull back and stop pushing, striving, and forcing things to happen, whether they be connecting with a new client, whether they be making something that wants to happen or doesn't want to happen, maybe we're forcing something to be that doesn't want to be. You know what it's like when you try to force your children to do something. Very often, it doesn't go well. And that's what these pieces are. The retreat that I've got coming up in May, it's sitting out there, and I want it to look a certain way. And what I'm realizing is it's got a life of its own. And how can I just allow it to be what it is? And it may look differently than I thought it was going to originally, even a month ago. And what I find when I pull back my energy into me and look at the retreat and where we're at, I am so inspired on what the next steps are. Because I'm not out there pushing, shoving, you know, forcing something. I'm in a more creative space. And this is what love is for me, too. For me, when I come in to all of my essence and I am in my space, if you will, when I love from this place, from truly being on the inside, it just glows. And you don't love somebody because you want them to do something, which is what we do. We love thinking that we're going to get something in return. We send out invitations, imagining that we're going to hear back from people. We connect with a potential client or a potential new guy on the online dating thing that I'm doing and, you know, want it to look a certain way? Or can we just allow what wants to happen to happen? As a mother of two rapidly leaving their teen years daughters, what I have found is when I love them from this place, their intuitive knowing knows that I'm out of their space, and they're more likely to connect with me in a way that is true and honest and coming from their desire to be with me versus my desire to connect with them. Which, do you see the difference? One of my daughters is extremely intuitive, and she'll push it away. She's like, get out of my space, Mom. She doesn't say that. Just her actions. And what I'm asking you to do is the same with, if there's a connection with somebody that feels off, how can you go in, back up, literally, stand in your own center of gravity, and just love that person. Love them for wherever they're at, whatever's going on, and listen. What do you want to do? What is it that's the right thing for me to do in this moment, is what I ask myself. And very often, I'll hear, you know, reach out, give her a call, or I'll hear, walk away, or I'll hear, it's a good time to send a note and let them know I love them. Whatever it is, it feels more real, and it's coming from my soul. It's coming from my inner wisdom. That, to me, is the way to love. It's the way to connect. And in business, it actually works the same. What I'm now starting to do is on Wednesdays, besides doing this podcast, I am going to take the day and make sure I have no appointments. It's my day. Going out and doing a medicine walk this morning to ask some questions on what the retreat wants me to do. You know, it's I'm the creator, but it is the, what is it, that analogy, that it is the dance and I am the dancer. And I'm the legs to make it happen. I get that. And it has its own energy. And so by learning, what is it that needs to happen? What is it that wants to happen in this particular instance or with this particular relationship or in the next step in my business? Stepping back for me, slowing down, and just waiting sometimes, just being in the space of allowing and receiving is an art. And it takes practice. So for balancing, this centering tool allows us to pull our energy back in and to be still and to allow in a way that is really foreign for women. We spend a lot of our time and energy and mental faculties and our day, our time and day, every day, giving and putting out there, and we're so outward focused, it's rare that someone can actually do something for us, a human or non-human, you know? Like the universe might want to be delivering something to us, but we're so busy, we can't receive the message. Or receive the goodness or the joy or the new client that wants to come or whatever. I've done this in my personal life. I can see it with the way that I turn on my light and attract, and where I turn off my light and get busy and go out and force and push. And that is not serving me. When I do go in, turn on my light, and allow me to be fully in my essence, in my own space, the most amazing, magical, serendipitous, if you want to call it that, miracles, it's just the things that happen, I don't call them coincidences. I think they're truly gifts that are coming my way that I'm finally slowing down enough to receive. So that would be a practice. If you have the time and the energy to take even 15, 20 minutes and be still every day, call back all of your energy from everything that wants you to solve it, fix it, take care of it, and just focus on you for that time. And allow solutions to come. Allow maybe things to be solved that when you go back to put your attention on them, they're already handled. That's happened so many times. It's so fun for me to see that when I don't push something, sometimes it actually resolves itself. So those are my words of wisdom. And believe me, I am still a student. I'm not always the teacher. I'm a teacher and a student. And I just wanted to share that and see if it could be of assistance and support for you in your life right now. Connect with me. Let me know what works for you, what questions you have, or what happened as a result of you pulling your energy in, centering and grounding and taking care of you. I'd love to know. And until our next time together, take excellent care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.